As Renee stated, I'll be presenting vaccination coverage among kindergarten students in the U.S. Virgin Islands, an example of stratified sampling. I'm going to start with a basic introduction, give you some descriptions of the Virgin Islands and why they chose to do the stratified sampling. Then I'm going to continue on to describe the methods in the sample. Then I'm going to present the results from the U.S. Virgin Islands 2007-2008 school assessment, and I'm going to conclude with conclusions and recommendations. So the U.S. Virgin Islands are located in the Caribbean. It consists of three main islands, St. Croix, St. Thomas, and St. John. It's roughly two times the size of the District of Columbia, just to give you an idea of how big it is. Most of the population lives on St. Thomas or St. Croix, and the birth cohort there is roughly 1,600. And there are approximately 64 schools, 31 public and 33 private, among the three islands. So some background information. The Healthy People 2010 objective is to achieve and sustain greater than or equal to 95% vaccination coverage among children in kindergarten and first grade for Hep B, DTaP, polio, MMR, and varicella. For this assessment, we also looked at Hib. So the U.S. Virgin Islands do not participate in the National Immunization Survey each year like other states and some large urban areas. And this was due to perceived lack of telephone coverage, so they used other ways to assess coverage rates. And one of these ways that they've used in the past is school assessments. In 2007-2008, there was a pertussis outbreak at a private school on the island of St. Croix. So based on this and programmatic evaluation by the Virgin Islands, they decided to do a stratified sample to see if there were pockets of need on different islands or based on school type that were under-vaccinated. Oh, sorry, I'm going the wrong way. So the objectives were to evaluate compliance with the U.S. Virgin Islands school entry immunization requirements, to determine whether there were significant differences in vaccine coverage rates by geography or school type, and to identify pockets of need. The methods we used were a random sample stratified by school type and island, and it was selected using probability proportional to the size of the school's kindergarten class. And I might not have mentioned this already, but this is a collaborative effort between the CDC assessment branch and the Virgin Islands. So the CDC assessment branch selected the sample for the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then we sent that sample to the U.S. Virgin Islands Department, Health Department, and they went out and collected the records, and they then sent them back to the CDC for data entry and analysis. The sample included 700 kindergartners. Roughly half of these records were obtained from St. Thomas, 41.2% St. Croix, and 7.9% St. John. Most of the records were from public schools, 67.7%, and 32.2% were private schools. In all, there were 20 schools in the sample. Of all these 700 kids, only 54 had no school record, and 15 had exemptions. So this is a breakdown by the type of record collected. As you can see, the primary type of record collected from public schools was vaccination cards, compared to private schools, where the primary type of record collected were medical records. Most of the children with no record were in private schools, and then most of the children with an unknown source of record were at public schools. And an unknown source means that we had immunization information for these children, but we cannot tell whether or not it was from a vaccination card or medical record. So the analysis was done using SAS, and we calculated pointed weight estimates with a 95% confidence interval. And the Virgin Islands school requirements follow ACIP recommendations. So for up-to-date status, five-year-olds were considered up-to-date if they had 4 DTaP, 1 MMR, 3 IPV, 1 varicella, 3 Hep B, and 4 Hib. For 6-year-olds, they're considered up-to-date if they have had 5 DTaP, 2 MMR, 4 IPV, 2 varicella, 3 Hep B, and 4 Hib. Statistical tests were run to see if there were significant differences by school type and by island, and it was considered significant if there was a p-value of less than 0.05. So this is overall coverage for the U.S. Virgin Islands. As you can see, it was good coverage rates, but as you can see, varicella and Hib was below 80%. This is a breakdown by island. And as you can see, St. Thomas was consistently, the vaccination coverage rates on the island of St. Thomas was consistently lower than those of St. John and St. Croix. And the coverage rates of St. John were consistently higher than that of St. Croix. So after examining it by island, we decided to look at it by school type. And as you can see, vaccination coverage rates among private school students were significantly lower than those students that attended public schools. And of specific interest to me was the coverage rates for varicella and Hib, and the Hib vaccination coverage rates were low for both private and public, though there was a significant difference. So after examining by island and by school type, we decided to break it down by island and by school type. So this is a slide which represents the island of St. Croix, and then their private and public schools. And as you can see, there's not very much difference between private and public school, and this could be due to the outbreak occurring on the island of St. Croix and the initiatives that the Virgin Islands took to get children up to date on the island of St. Croix after this outbreak. This is a breakdown of the schools on St. John. And on the island of St. John, private schools had higher vaccination coverage rates on some antigens, specifically Hep B and Hib. And coverage rates were comparable on other antigens. This is coverage for St. Thomas. And as you can see, vaccination coverage rates among kindergartners at private schools were significantly lower than those that attended public schools. Specifically for varicella and Hib, coverage rates were below 50% at private schools. As with any assessment, there were some limitations. Selected children may not be representative of all children in the U.S. Virgin Islands. It assumes all vaccination dates and dosages were accurately reported on school vaccination records. It also assumes that kindergartners without adequate school records are not up to date. And we may have missed some vaccinations if school records were not complete. So overall, vaccination coverage rates did not meet Healthy People 2010 objectives. Vaccination coverage rates were low for Hib and varicella, and we identified pockets of need on the island of St. Thomas and in private schools. So the next steps that the U.S. Virgin Islands plan to take after identifying these pockets of need, they plan to develop a collaborative relationship involving the Department of Health, Commissioner of Education, Commissioner of Health, school principals, and nurses. They plan to notify school principals and nurses of their vaccination coverage rates, and they also plan to present findings to the Commissioner of Education. So some program recommendations. Continue to assess vaccination coverage rates in private schools and on the island of St. Thomas and St. Croix. implement vaccine initiatives targeted toward groups with low vaccination coverage, specifically St. Thomas and private schools, encourage providers to review childhood immunization records and administer missing vaccinations at all healthcare visits, enforce existing policy requiring proof of vaccination upon school entry, just to make sure that kids have their vaccination record on file, and utilize outreach strategies that remind parents of the childhood vaccination schedule. So some recommendations for other state school assessments. Sample based on private and public schools, which is actually a requirement for the upcoming school assessments. Each state has to report public and private schools separately. Based on NIS data and previous school assessment reports, identify further potential pockets of need, and it offers some suggestions on how people can stratify their sample. So you can do it based on zip code, community, school type, grade, or race or ethnicity. Employer stratified sampling method to assess pockets of need. You can use different sampling strategies to ensure representativeness, and conduct further research to understand factors that contribute to under vaccination in these pockets of need. So some examples of this might be to do interviews with parents at private schools, or to conduct further qualitative research to see if there are differences in views and beliefs about vaccinations. So I'd like to acknowledge the Virgin Islands Department of Health, Gail Jackson, Carol Stanwyck, my mentor who cannot be here today, Renee, Karen Wooten, Noel, NCIRD ISD Assessment Branch, and the American Schools of Public Health. Thank you.